Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Soup.
Hey, it's a podcast.
So, hello. Scopey, do you want to start off with telling us your...
Should we start with introductions here?
Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
We need a disclaimer this time?
Nope.
No, okay. This is like a PG podcast.
PG.
So, everybody, let's get names. So, I'm Joseph.
Alex.
I'm Joe.
Charles.
Scofie.
Steve.
And today we're going to start off talking about the Avengers movie and how they started, and how you hear the iconic shawarma. Okay? If you watch it at the end of the movie, they have
what
it.
Is okay, wait. It's not iconic if not a lot of people.
I don't know what this is. I haven't seen the movie yet, so no spoilers, by the way.
It's a spoiler because it's at the end.
It's like after
but
all the
it's
credits.
It's not really okay, relevant.
What's shawarma?
Shawarma is lamb.
Why did you need
so
to know what shawarma
is? So sometime during
is?
The movie, Iron Man, or Tony Stark, makes a comment about... Hey, I heard about the shawarma place. We should go get some shawarma. I don't even know what it is, but I want to try it.
Shawarma.
Sounds good.
So
what did anyway, shawarma. Well, I was curious during that part, so I just, like, during the movie theater, just pull up my phone and cha-cha, what's shawarma? And they gave me, like, two pages of text just saying, explaining what shawarma is. Basically, it's either lamb, pork, or chicken on it cooked on a spit.
Okay, that was actually
that was very anticlimactic.
I know, right?
Dun, 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 dun.
So close.
Dun,
we have another
dun,
thing
dun,
to
dun.
Talk about.
I really want some shawarma right now because it sounds good.
Shawarma does sound good. That does sound good.
It sounds amazing.
Seasoned. Like with lots of spices.
Shawarma party.
Yes. They should have passed that out at the end of the movie instead of those yogurt bars.
The yogurt bars were good.
What's with yogurt bars?
Why did they pass out yogurt bars?
They do it in every Avengers movie.
Why?
Every single one. What? I got a yogurt bar.
I thought you meant like there was a
what?
One for it or something. It was a sequel. I'm like, what?
No.
Why would they pass out yogurt bars?
I don't know. Why the yogurt bars?
I don't know. They were tasty.
I thought you meant they passed them out like the Iron Man movies and the Hulk movie and the Thor
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They pass it out at every showing
of
the Avengers.
Yes. I've got an idea.
Oh, I have
so
a table.
If we got the Avengers, we played it on my TV, would they come down and give us free food?
No, we walk out of your basement, they're just like, oh, hey, here, have a yogurt bar.
They're just these two people in suits and they're like,
we couldn't stand
that. They were big, like, gallon bags.
Quietly hand you a yogurt bar and just sidestep out of the way.
Those old Wii commercials where they're like, we would like to play. It would be like that. They would be giving us yogurt bars.
Yeah.
At first, I was like really cautious of buying, getting a yogurt bar. I'm like, he's like handing it for me. I'm like backing away slowly. And I started going towards it. And then I started backing away again. I'm like, take only like the
is this what actually happened?
Yes.
Or is this what
I didn't know what it was. And then he hands me, I grab like the very tip of the wrapper like he used to like tear it open. I grab it and
wow.
Walk away. And then I'm like inspecting it to make sure it's like not pre-opened or anything, like just like the candy you get on Halloween.
That's
and then
what
I
was thinking.
And then I like opened it up and then I'm like
gotta make sure it's safe.
This guy's yogurt-y. sitting there thinking, this guy is a freaking idiot.
Joseph,
sorry.
Sorry, weird man in a suit hands me a yogurt, a yogurt bar.
Then you say thanks.
I didn't say thanks, man. I'm just like, no.
It's like,
hey.
Thank you, I think. Story
okay.
time.
Now, in Scofie's defense, I was thinking the same thing. Because there's this really weird theory that one of my friends made, but it makes sense, even though it doesn't.
Please tell me.
It's just too a little far-fetched to actually make sense, but if you don't think about it, it does make sense.
Are you going
to
tell us?
So
you're
going to tell us?
So it's that the DeForest school system engineered the super virus that they were like giving out to us. Like through like the blood drives and all the assorted stuff and whatnot.
This is just a little bit too far fetched.
Wait.
Just a little.
Let them continue.
But the way it was explained, which if we had the time I could pull it up, made sense until you realized how illogical it actually was.
If you send me a link, I'll link to it.
Okay. Let's see if I can find it.
So Big Bang Theory.
But now a timeline will be easier to find.
All right. Yes.
So,
timeline.
Time is not made out of lines. Time is made out of circles.
Circles.
That is why clocks are round.
So, guys, I've got a topic.
Okay. Topic!
What's your favorite kind of donut?
Oh, yeah,
we're having
Bismarck!
Alright, Steve, you go first. Okay, Scope, your turn.
Bismarck!
What's a Bismarck? I don't think I've ever had a Bismarck.
Yeah. I like custard-filled chocolate ones.
What's a Bismarck?
It's like... this, like, yummy goodness. I can't explain it, so I'll just go with...
Try to explain it. It'll
apple fritter. I'll change mine.
I know what an apple fritter is, but tell me what a Bismarck is.
No, I don't want to explain it. I changed my mind because I actually like apple fritters more.
Fine. Anyone else? Anything interesting?
Charles.
Cake donuts as well as jelly-filled donuts.
Okay, you're all boring.
Custard-filled.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme are the best.
It's really sad, though, because it makes you fat after, like, 12 boxes.
after only 12 boxes, Krispy Kreme donuts will make you fat. Oh, my gosh.
Is there something you need to tell us?
I'll blow up? No. First it'll all go to your thighs. Then you blow up.
No, you'll die fat.
Krispy Kreme is
it.
The best brand, but I really like maple donuts, and I don't think they have maple donuts.
Yes, they do. Remember?
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
no, that was Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I recently tried this really good cappuccino that my school makes. I don't even know why I bought coffee for my school.
They're not good.
Cappuccinos are good, man. He had some, like,
okay,
sugar.
Charles. Okay.
Our school makes terrible coffee.
Just for a little bit of,
one good
just for a little bit of context, Charles sells his own coffee that he's roasted. So,
I'm a coffee snob. That's what he's saying.
Charles roasts coffee and sells it.
Something we need to address. Do not talk over people.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, Charls.
Yeah, I could just see Joe
over
here just getting pissed.
Yo, wait. What?
The main problem
Joseph,
we have is between...
Joseph, didn't tell us what his favorite kind of donut was. You're not getting out of this.
Now that it's Steve.
So I was messing around with la-di-da. I was messing around with the app la-di-da this weekend. And, yeah, it's really fun.
I
just, like,
really
speak
like
into it, and then, like...
filled donuts there.
Oh, you're
not
bro.
Custard.
Can I continue Custard's about
good.
My app?
Yes. Okay, now Steve's turn.
I've reached a decision. My favorite donut is handed to me on a silver platter from a monkey from space. Just kidding, he's a god. that monkey is a god. That's why he brings me donuts.
Nice.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. And you drink Black Hat Beans coffee. Link in the link down.
I will.
Shameless plug.
Mary Jane's oregano.
Anyway, all
right. Steve, you messed around with the La-Di-Da app too, right?
La-di-da. Yes!
What's the la-di-da app?
Okay, so
Steve and I usually just mess with this thing on Steve's dad's iPhone.
On Steve's dad's iPhone.
Is this the thing that we were messing with on the High Adventure?
Like, yes, we just like speak into it.
Yeah.
And
wait,
turn
what?
It auto-tunes it. It turns it into music.
Wait. Music in quotes.
So
music.
What we did on the High Adventure is we were just driving through this town, like, on our way to Pizza
Hut. Speaking what we saw.
So we were, like, just singing what we saw. So it's like, and there's a wall, and some bricks, and
some
billboard, and a stop sign.
There's red Subaru.
And it was hilarious.
Black chick on a bicycle.
Somebody put their dog through that, and then put it on YouTube, and they're selling it on iTunes.
Yeah, the song's available on iTunes.
That's is it
awful.
Good? Is it good?
It's awesome.
It's actually pretty cool.
That sounds horrible.
That reminds me of something like 3 years
Why
ago.
Why does that need to exist?
Well, it's not good enough for me to buy, but it's good enough to be, oh yeah, that's cool. I'm not going to listen to the rest of this.
That reminds me of something like 3 years ago. Do you guys remember that pug that used to sing like the Batman thing?
No.
No.
What?
Oh, dude, this is pug. That can actually, the trainer actually trained it. To learn, say the word Batman. And
I remember this.
It goes like
Johnson.
Batman. And they actually put it up to the song, and this dog was actually. If you put it up to the song, the dog's actually singing the Batman theme song.
Scofie.
Because they would actually say it on cue of the song.
Dude.
Batman.
Did they have to
That's awful.
Wait,
oh my god.
Do they have to do
no.
With the dog.
I doubt that would make the dog do anything. LSD was invented by the military or something.
Yeah, it was used on dolphins.
Gosh, okay,
and
that's...
people.
That's as far as we go.
Yeah, that's as far as we go with that story. Clean.
Quick, emergency segue!
Rocket
have you
segue.
Guys ever looked at the sound waves on the screen of the thing we're recording with?
Yeah.
That one's
bad.
Off the charts
saw
right there.
Pictures.
You did? What was it?
I saw a sword. It was cool.
You saw... Okay, that's sword? Boring.
Do you like my sword?
If you would have said, like, I saw an elephant, then I would have had something to go with.
Diamond sword, sword.
No, shush!
No. So, this weekend, we were working, me, Joseph, and Charles.
Yeah. We worked like 21 and a half hours at Brotfest this weekend.
Yeah, nice. Brotfest. Have you guys ever been to Brotfest?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Once.
Maybe come on. Times. We go every year. And
wait,
it's
wait,
awesome.
Wait.
There are fireworks.
There's a band. There's a band at my church. So they're members from my church, and they made a band called like Restored. They played there.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't see it.
We didn't get to listen to any of the music.
I listened to some of the music in the corn tent, and it was all awful.
So the worst 4 hours of my life was walking around, picking up other people's trash. Fighting an uphill battle against humanity.
You guys are all Boy Scouts. You know what it's like to pick up other people's trash.
Joseph, you're yelling again. Right? But yo.
I know. Well, that's because
this
guys.
We're just talking by ourselves. Hey. We're not like.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know. But the mics are picking this up though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Anyways,
we were at Brotfest. We were on Sparkle Patrol.
What's that?
It's cleaning up other people's trash.
I thought it was.
Oh, it's like those little like sticks.
No,
like a police line.
Oh, so you didn't get to, like, wave around sparklers? Go over here!
There are hundreds of people, and probably, like...
Millions.
Okay, but at a time, there are, like, hundreds, thousands of people, and, like, six Sparkle Patrol people just walking around, picking up trash.
And we have to wipe off tables, too.
Doing a police lot... You guys are all Boy Scouts, you know... what it's like to pick up other people's trash.
Actually, I haven't done it for a couple, like, months here since I was SPL. I just made other people pick it up.
Oh, imagine that for 4 hours while people are dropping trash all over the place.
Did you pick up, like, cigarettes and stuff?
It's awful.
Over, like, as Alex put it, it's a fighting uphill battle
against humanity.
Against humanity.
People are awful.
Once again, I have a question. Why is it called Sparkle Patrol?
Because they're supposed to make things sparkly.
Because our mom was
sparkly.
No, they call it
by chance. Was the person in front of you? Was the person head of your person like?
No.
Okay.
Fail. We already cut it out. Look. There.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah. Cut it out.
Anyways.
Free
edit. We should just walk around with paintball guns and threaten to shoot people if they litter.
Pick that up! Now! Pick it on the ground! I saw you drop that!
You're gonna regret.
Don't do something I won't regret.
It's just a
we would have this
like
place
clean
in minutes.
You're doing positive.
Everybody, just pick up all the trash around you.
You're doing surround them. Make sure they can't run.
You've got snipers in all the tents.
See what you're doing is you're doing like cleaning up all the trash from positive reinforcement. Like don't drop your trash. But then if you did negative reinforcement, get on the ground, pick all that trash. You can have that place sparkly in like 5 minutes.
It's true.
You need like
negative enforcement's the way to go.
Sparkly with the blood of the many. The not so innocent.
Actually, yeah, negative reinforcement sort of sucks.
It sucks the person, but it works better.
I'm sure it's good stress relief.
Pick a job.
Yeah, that's right. Know your place. You built a waste of space.
Yeah, ask a drill sergeant how stressful they are.
I feel so important because I'm yelling at someone. You have psychological issues.
Ask a drill sergeant.
So the closest person to a drill sergeant, I know he's the camp director at Riot Scout Reservation. To put things in perspective, he tried to take a day off once, and he had a stroke.
Awesome.
That man works every day of every week, and he likes it. And so apparently dinner and a movie was just way too much for him.
He had a stroke?
I'm not sure whether to feel sorry for that guy or what.
That man is happy when he works.
You know, I would love to have a job that I liked that much.
Dude, he has to be outdoors all the time.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Right now, like, in my basement, I have an application for working at Culver's, which is awful.
Culver's is terrible to work at. You have to have that, like, you have to wear, like, khakis and then, like...
Yeah, but it's, like, the only place we can bike to that will employ 15-year-olds.
Yeah, I know.
It's horrible.
They employ 14-year-olds.
I was going to get a job this summer, but I'm going to
be missed
out.
No, but I know
they
can.
Okay. Yeah. Way too long.
Wait, what?
My friend did. He says it's terrible,
though. Because I'm going to NYLT's summer camp.
You got to NYLT? Nice.
Yeah, I'm going.
I got there last year.
I'm not going to high-five for that.
High five you.
I heard NYLT isn't actually. Yeah, I know those girls.
NYLC, though.
Like those girls. Yeah, I know those girls.
NYLC, the National Youth Leadership Conference, is supposedly a lot better.
Yeah.
According to one of the guys at Camp Phillips.
It sucks if the girl is.
What?
Okay,
yeah,
you can stop.
The guy at
Camp
Phillips,
right,
he was like the best one at keeping people quiet, but he never used the scout sign. It was weird. Just everybody just respected him enough to
respect.
Yeah,
he's like respect my authority.
The stare.
Strong.
I remember when like Mr. DeWitt used to be able to do that.
He just sort of sat there, and everybody.
I remember Mr. DeWitt used to be able to do that.
Stop talking over Joseph.
When I was a new scout,
no,
Mr. DeWitt
okay.
used to be able to do that. They just like stare at everyone. Everyone respected him.
Who?
Mr. DeWitt.
No, he's still able to do that.
Is he?
Yeah.
For the new scouts.
Not for the new scouts.
They don't respect him.
They're new like, scouts. Ah, it's an old guy. We're like, Mr. DeWitt.
He's like amazing.
Mr. DeWitt
he's
cool. is awesome.
I don't
like
him.
He's
awesome.
Like it.
Like a boss.
He stole my name.
Like he did drugs and alcohol with us.
What? For the record, that's not true.
That's drug- no,
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 it is.
Drugs and alcohol, you know, safety and... Prevention.
Oh, yeah.
He did
yeah,
drugs and alcohol.
Safe.
Wow.
Subtle.
Sigh.
Yeah.
Well, we're reaching about...
Has any... No, stop.
No,
has anybody seen... Has anybody seen any really horrible movies lately?
Not lately, but did anybody see Skyline?
Yes.
No.
You showed us the
yeah,
end.
You
showed us the end of it.
It's a horrible movie.
Hey, have you seen Super 8? That's a terrible ending.
That was a good movie.
It's a terrible ending.
How is it a terrible ending?
It could have been a big fight scene,
okay,
but instead
hold on,
he's just like, go home!
Explain to us, explain
That's
to us.
It's a good ending!
Give us a synopsis of Super 8.
It could have been awesome.
Okay, so Super 8, it's called Super 8 because that's the name of the film that the people are using, yeah.
Right.
So when they're recording the shot for their movie, this kid's like, oh look, somebody's driving onto the tracks, and then the person driving on the tracks hits train, and the train crashes. And these
explodes.
Weird white Rubik's Cube thingies that are made of metal come out of it.
What?
They're not actually Rubik's
Cube. They're
not
Cube.
Aliens.
I'm just saying what they look like. They're not aliens. They're alien tech.
But no. The whole movie was full of explosions and action and everything. Why'd the ending not have to have action and explosions instead of like the kid crying going, go home?
And then there's this alien.
Is that what he did? He's like,
it's
like the aliens? Is that what
guys, it's the classic alien captured by Area 51, escapes, kills lots of people in the way it does.
You know what? I don't think I've ever
seen it. But since it's a telepathic alien, like, it talks to the kid, and the kid's all like, we're not all evil. It was just them.
Has
so
anybody.
You can go home now. And it's like, okay, I won't kill anyone.
Okay.
Has
Except
anybody?
The people who I already killed, of course. They're dead.
Has anybody actually seen the original King Kong and Godzilla movies?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The original King Kong is so awesome. It's like, giant octopus, hurry! That's actually a line from it. It's hilarious.
Oh my god.
It's grammatically incorrect.
A comment on that. There were two versions of King Kong versus Godzilla.
Okay.
One was shown in America. The other was shown in Japan.
Which one was the difference
in
that?
In America,
King Kong won.
Which is stupid, because Godzilla is like a big fire-breathing lizard versus a big ape.
I think in the version we saw, it was like a stalemate and the military just drove them both off.
Yeah.
Yes, U.S. military power.
In the Japanese
Maybe it was
version.
The America version.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was the American
It was the redneck.
Because I remember there was, like, this big deal about Godzilla, like, going back into the water and stuff.
Yeah, like, King Kong defeated Godzilla, and then they, like, wrapped King Kong in electrical wires.
That's like the redneck Murica version.
Murica!
Murica!
Oh, speaking of rednecks, you know what NASCAR stands for? Non-athletic sport centered around rednecks.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't believe
you. Yeah, you posted that on Facebook.
The only people that care about that sport, though, are, like, rednecks, though.
Oh, they're making another left turn!
He's driving so fast! He's going above the law!
Pass me the beer!
Pass me the beer!
I got the beer!
Give me those nachos now!
I'm gonna go duct tape
beer and nuts.
Almost blew nuts.
Pass me my shotgun. Celebration shots.
Woo!
He like takes one fire arm, arm shooting a shot over his shoulder.
Yeah!
Why are you standing up?
Cause I just.
So, now it's time to talk about the elephant in the room.
Mr. Bertelson texted me.
I'm assuming.
Podcast.
Oh,
that your dad texted me.
What?
he's just upstairs.
Well, okay. Well, how long has it been recording? Like 20 minutes?
Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
He said
yeah.
We have 20 minutes it's left.
Oh, yeah, good. Tell him we only need 10 minutes. Now, we're out of time limit for this one.
I think it's about time to talk about the elephant in the room.
I salute you, sir.
Joseph,
I'm assuming that everybody here saw the season 10 premiere of Red vs. Blue.
Tom!
So amazing.
No.
What? No. No!
In the corner.
No Tom.
Anyways.
Tom's not here.
So what did you guys think?
What did you guys think of it?
We'll do like this mini review session.
What did you guys think of it?
It had Delta!
Yes, AI finally. In the
best AI.
Answer.
AIs are supposed to exist in 2020.
What?
Fancy.
Actual Halo smart AI things?
Like dumb AIs are supposed to be invented in the 20s.
Oh, good. Because if we ever made a quantum AI, that'd be bad.
No, by 1960, we're supposed to have smart AIs.
Yeah, we're
going to
die.
Or not 1960, 2060.
We're going to die. There'll be like 3 years of working together with us.
Stem cell research is supposed to be completed by 2040, though.
Yeah. We can be immortal.
We dumb AIs.
Yeah, they're called computer.
It's called Siri.
No, seriously,
Siri
is like Jared.
Siri is getting dumber though.
It's supposed
yeah,
to,
it is.
It's supposed to learn from humanity.
Yeah, but, so
I see my friend at lunch. Why is belly button lint in there?
Why does belly button lint exist? What?
It's like, why are you becoming stupider?
It's like,
why are you asking Siri all these?
What is belly button lint?
You've never had belly button lint.
No.
Wait, do you have an innie or an outie?
Okay.
If you have an outie belly button, you can't get it.
I don't.
See, it's generally where lint from your shirt or something else builds up.
That never happens, though.
It does to me.
That happens to people.
Joke. What? Zeldon versus Veda.
Beta.
Then he's asking Siri about Toe Jam and all this stuff. Are you serious? Type of people are making Siri
you're
dumber.
You're dooming humanity.
Yeah, well, Siri is met there so you can be all like, hey, Siri, where are my keys?
Yeah.
And then it'll be like,
I gotta give you 15 locations.
Those people that like hate on Siri.
Charles just goes to Best Buy and, like, with people and asks Siri to marry them.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I'm already in a relationship.
Oh, Jesus.
With who?
Any of you ever used, like, Cleverbot?
Yes.
It's basically, that's what Siri is becoming.
Cleverbot's going to be scary.
Cleverbot's
like,
stupid.
No, here's what it's going to be like. Siri, where can I get a computer? Help! Put out the fire!
Siri is so stupid.
Do you know how Cleverbot works?
No, it's like randomly generated answers.
It cycles through conversations that it's had before, and it gives responses depending on context. So
yeah, like depending on what you
wrote. Why will I get a different answer then?
You're actually talking to conversations that people have had with it before.
The ghost in the machine.
Yes. Or no, ghost in the pro. Oh, have you seen iRobot?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to
ghost
see that
in
so
the
bad.
Ghost in the
What is iRobot?
We named our vacuum cleaner.
What is iRobot?
It's basically in the future there are all these robots, and then they come out with like, this new model. It's all sleek and cool. It looks like it was made by the people that made the Wii.
They're called Nintendo.
We're one of the biggest companies in the world.
Okay. And then all these new robots are good and all, but you got this guy who's like a robophobe.
There are not other countries than Microsoft. There are not other countries in, or companies than Microsoft. You see, like.
Okay. And there's a problem with their smart AI, which like controls
Vicky?
Everything. Was it like Eva?
Vicky. I just recently watched it.
And she like starts killing people because she's going rampant.
Yeah. Eve is the one in
Wall-E.
Oops.
Too many robots.
Okay. And all the old robots are shipped out. Like you know the laws of robotics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they have the laws of robotics.
Why don't you explain them?
What are the laws of robotics?
A robot? I know this one.
Okay,
robot.
A robot cannot harm a human being. A robot must defend a human being unless it conflicts with law, like the first law.
Yeah, a
robot
must follow all directives unless it conflicts with the first
law, or it involves hurting itself. And then a robot must defend a human being unless it, like...
conflicts. No, wait, what?
The
first law is...
It can't
harm a human being. The second law...
It must preserve itself.
No.
Unless it conflicts with the first law.
The second
look it up.
The second law is it has to defend... No! Don't look it up! That cheapens it!
No, it doesn't.
I love having you... Oh.
It was the moment. So warm.
Mozilla.
You should be using Google.
Okay, anyways, I think... Okay, let's see. I think the second law is,
It has to defend a human being unless it conflicts with the first one.
Unless it conflicts with the first law.
Or it hurts itself. It can't hurt itself.
Yeah, it has to preserve itself.
The third law, it must obey every command the
unless
human says unless
it
conflicts
with
the first
two.
Or second.
Yeah.
Yes, we got this.
Just add a new tab. Don't
Feels so weird, I can't see
this
anymore.
Why?
Stop banging the table.
Pow!
Okay, we're done. Oh my god.
The three laws of robotics.
Wikipedia.
Oh yeah, then look up the five signs of death.
Five signs of what?
Five signs of death.
What the heck?
A robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human to come to harm.
Yeah, see, so that's the first...
Okay.
That's
a robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except when such orders would conflict with the first law. A robot must protect its own existence as long as protection does not conflict with the first or second
law. So, if it did conflict with it, would they just, stand there, or would their heads explode because they don't know what to do?
No. The new robots, they're all being controlled by Vicky.
And they also have, free will.
Wait, these they are,
No, they don't.
Oh, Sunny has a free will.
Sunny has
this
a free will.
Asimov invented these, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isaac Asimov.
He's the iRobot guy. He wrote a bunch of stories all playing.
Yeah, I think that's Sunny.
All playing off
the supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got the second positronic brain in his chest.
What?
Fancy.
That's what made Sunny special.
Yeah,
he had blue eyes instead of yellow eyes.
Isaac Asimov apparently just took those three laws of robotics and wrote tons and tons of stories about them.
Of course, and they appear everywhere because of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Isaac.
the rules make sense, you know?
Ivan,
yeah. Terrible. I was so close.
Ivan.
Oh, hey, we're gonna start wrapping up here soon.
What? No, we're not. We already have.
We've got 2 minutes.
So basically,
10 minutes.
We're gonna make it a half.
Main
hour,
character.
Some of us will be.
Is going to be girlfriend. She's this robot.
Okay, guys.
Psychiatrist, and what she really does is she puts down robots.
Yeah.
And so the old robots have all been shipped out. Well, all the old robots.
Oh my gosh! Have you seen Blade Runner?
No.
So awesome. Replicants. Blah 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 blah.
Joseph, sit down.
Sorry, I'm just standing because I like standing.
Okay.
I'll blackmail.
No, actually, I want to get in front of
you. I keep blackmails. Jesus,
get
back in the seat.
Why do we have the webcam going anyway?
Because Joseph wanted the video to commemorate this.
Because Alex didn't bring his camera.
Hey, now,
we've actually got pictures from the last time.
I'll post them on Facebook. But it takes.
They're not very good pictures.
I guess I could take a shot that I all like,
Joe,
and I could draw squirrely people.
You saw the weird pictures of yourself on Facebook?
Yeah, get those off.
Why?
No.
Why?
I
like
don't
them.
Want them.
Blocking
they look
the microphone.
Cool.
No, they
like,
don't.
You're like the caterpillar, you're like,
ugh.
It's so awesome.
And I'm like,
Tiny hippo.
Hilarious.
Tiny hippo, what?
Dude, all right, we have to wrap this up. Guys, we have to wrap this up.
We don't need
to. Let's just add a couple more minutes so that we're going to edit some out.
How about instead of saying, we just wrap it up, we just... Segway to a wrap up.
Segway.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Squirrely Munch. Adventures.
should we sing a song out?
Yeah, we will. But then
we will, not now.
Oh my gosh, why are you so earnest to get this done? You're like, I need to get this done.
He wants the donuts.
I want this merit badge.
He said earnest.
I need this merit badge.
I need this merit badge 2.
I need this merit badge 3.
I need this merit badge.
But you're not doing it for the merit badge. Lol.
I also want to play Ghost Recon.
Have you guys seen Rage Comics in real life?
Yes.
Maybe. Maybe.
Success Kid.
It's like,
these guys who transform people's faces.
Nice.
Into rage faces.
That's awful.
Did, promise you call mom and dad for me? Yes. Hangs up.
I lied! Hey guys, guess what?
What?
It's a podcast.
No!
It's a podcast. That was hilarious.
Okay. Big Bang Theory. Segue to Big Bang Theory.
That was a very beautiful segue. Because you yelled segue.
Segue!
It's like this picture of a segue.
Segue, man.
Segue.
Ding. Add a present.
Okay,
anyway, so stop in the name of the law! Segue.
So what should we talk about? Big Bang Theory, wise.
I haven't watched very much of it, but didn't like... What's his name? The guy who keeps trying to pick up chicks. Howard.
Yeah,
Howard.
Didn't he get married?
Well, he's getting married.
No!
How does that even work?
Spoiler.
Real life thing. I read this. It was like, I can't remember who told me, but I'm pretty sure they're a reliable source. The actor that plays Sheldon just came out of the closet.
Oh yeah, the Sheldon. The guy who plays Sheldon.
Yeah, I saw that on like AOL.com.
It's right up there.
I'm not sure.
It's like a tabloid thing.
I'm pretty sure. Which is, you know,
tabloids. It's probably as much of a tabloid thing as the thing with Alan Scott.
I have no clue who that is.
Nobody knows who the original Green Lantern is.
Okay, his name sounded familiar, but I didn't.
Yeah,
what he is.
He was but in magic. His ring was powered on
magic. Oh yeah, it was like a train lantern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Train lantern?
Like a lantern from like a train.
I like trains.
I like trains.
Yeah, like magic locomotive lantern
powered by the energy of the
world. Dude, that's awesome.
Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with that?
The only problem is that in the new series he doesn't have any kids.
So. What?
And he didn't
Well, Jade or Obsidian, they don't exist.
Okay.
It's sad because Jade is supposed to be there because she's supposed to have a thing going with Kyle Rayner. But
you want the thing to going?
No.
You want the thing to going? Joe's like, no, but yes,
no. Shut up. No, that's just the way the story goes. And then she,
do you know what that means?
No, I can't say.
She dies.
Yeah, she dies. And then she comes back.
Of course she does. They all do.
No, not all of them.
Batman
Tomar Ray stays dead.
Batman died.
Yeah, and then he wore a black ring for a while.
Spider-Man died too, and then he came back to life. Actually, he didn't.
Wore a white ring.
No. Spider-Man is actually dead now. Peter Parker is dead.
Yeah,
yes.
Peter Parker's dead.
Took long enough.
There's a new Spider-Man, but Peter Parker is dead.
Yeah.
Not the actor, right?
No.
Oh, good. Yes.
But like in the comic books, Peter Parker is dead.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He can't come
like
back.
Spider-Man.
I remember when Superman wore a white ring.
Except, you know, it's.
Yeah, Superman wore a white ring for a little bit. Everybody wore a white ring for
But
like
anyways,
10 seconds.
At one point, like.
Spider-Man
sheds his skin or something, or spiders eat it. And then Tony Stark makes him a new suit. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
It was so, and then he got like these weird powers where he had like Assassin's Creed blades in his arms, and they could inject.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was amazing.
Hey, look it up. I want to see a picture of this.
He didn't have fangs.
Spider-Man,
he had like
Iron Man
mandibles in his wrists or something.
That's awesome.
Iron Spider suit.
Where are you two going?
Ah, we've got it.
We got it.
Okay, Skilfy and Steve have left us. I don't know why.
They're trying to derail.
Anyways, yeah, here's the Iron Spider suit.
Sponsor.
Yeah.
That actually is really cool.
Yeah.
What's with the Captain America shield?
I have no idea.
We read like half a comic.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Like in a bookstore. Yep. We went into the bookstore and we're like, dude, this is awesome. We should get it. And then we never got it.
That was Woodman's.
Sponsor!
Oh, yeah, that's right. We went to Woodman's and like while our mother was grocery shopping, we would like read the comics in the comic aisle.
Yeah.
That's where we went shopping with our dad. That's all we did there.
We come back home. And Mom's like, what took you so long? Nothing.
Like, we weren't ready.
Dang it.
Oh my gosh. No.
Okay. Wait, no, they have donuts. Okay.
Okay, now we're wrapping up the podcast. Okay, we're going to wrap up by singing.
What should we sing?
Something crazy.
My country tastes sweet. No, we should sing Chicken on a Raft.
No, we already did that.
Liberty.
Feel fantastic.
Okay.
I feel fantastic.
No. We start with the first verse. This is by Jonathan Colton.
Sponsor.
No. Let's sing Skullcrusher Mountain instead. No,
we'll sing the first verse.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skullcrusher Mountain.
I'll sing Jonathan Colton.
I hope you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master.
Sponsored by Microsoft.
And he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Oh, I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you can find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you see the voices that control me from inside of my head say I shouldn't kill you yet.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, everybody.
Sponsored by Microsoft.
We're going now.
Sponsored by Microsoft.
Yay! Yeah!